really get started. But I'm just kind of giving some backdrop to what we do. For example, for those of you that may not know, I do a radio show every Saturday morning called Mental Dialogue on Blog Talk Radio. And so typically with the show, we try to be a place of solace for intellectuals. So we won't always touch issues that are real prominent, such as this. So that's kind of why I'm going live. But it's prominent for me, focused on the African-American community for a very specific reason, very different than the rhetoric that I'm seeing out there. And what we typically do with the Mental Dialogue Talk Show is whenever we do touch a situation that's popular, it's because we feel like we're going to discuss it or talk about things that you're not hearing in the mainstream media. Quite often, every Saturday morning, I offer and say with the show that we have the conversations America's afraid to have, the conversations that you won't hear in the mainstream media. And so what you're about to hear is definitely going to be a different take than anything you're seeing out there. I'm going to go ahead and get started. I guess I'm running my mouth and some people are leaving. I was hoping to get a few more people in here, but for those that are watching, if it makes sense, please share as I get into the point that I want to make when it comes to this wall. So, Clint, you know, I'm pretty sure for those that have tuned in, y'all are familiar with, again, I guess there's, from what I understand, I haven't researched it 100%, but the first thing I saw in reference to this wall is that there was a vet that put together a GoFundMe to raise money for the wall. I even heard about a GoFundMe to raise money for ladders to go over the wall. So a lot of silliness out there, but again, this story seems to be the lead and I see people pushing it. Well, here's a narrative that I just recently saw that made me want to address this and give a different perspective on it. So I'm seeing on my timelines on IG and Facebook, people highlighting that this $12 million was raised on this GoFundMe within 5 days. And I saw certain people highlighting the idea that, quote unquote, white supremacy has come together and raised this amount of money this quickly. People went as far as to say that black people could learn from that, or we need to come together, or we talk about how white people get on code to ensure their interests. Like, this is the narrative that's being pushed. And this is not necessarily about what the white people are doing. It's about the perspective in which, when people are saying that, or black people can learn from it, or they say it in a way in which black people would never come together like that. These are the type of narratives that are getting pushed on this issue that if I'm going to be straight up, I don't give a shit about somebody doing a GoFundMe and raise. I get that it's newsworthy from the standpoint that it happened, but the fervor that I'm seeing and what I'm seeing on my timeline is people looking at that example and pointing fingers at our community as if we have all these issues because $12 million, which seems like a lot of money to a lot of people, seems like a lot of money, is actually not a lot of money when you put it in perspective based on how much money whites have in comparison to our own community. And that's where I'm finna go with this issue. So we can look at that $12 million, but we lack, in my opinion, especially those that are taking this example to dog out other black people, we literally can only do that because we lack perspective about how much $12 million is in a community that's 5 times us in population. So I want to give some real life perspectives, because where I'm about to go with this is something that consistently happens when it comes to our money as African Americans, how we spend money, and all the people that are out here dogging us in a sense. So we do it to ourselves. We talk bad about how we spend money. And here, let me say this. I'm not suggesting that we don't overspend on certain items, but what happens is, in focusing, and here's a number that you always hear, $1.2 trillion of spending power the African-American community has. So I use this post to talk about that number, to put it in perspective so that people realize the truth about we're not acting any different than any other group when it comes to our consumerism in the United States. And I'm making this point because we have to put even the $12 million in perspective in 5 days when you realize that's not a lot of money when you put in these factors. Five times the population, and unfortunately, 12 to 13 times the wealth of our community in general. Now, somebody watching say, okay, what this is a post about black people being compared to white people. Actually, what happens is when we talk about the $1.2 trillion that we spend as an African-American community in the United States, because we only look at our number, we end up having unfair perspectives on how we look at each other. We don't realize that of that $1.2 trillion that we spend as an African-American community, the majority of that money, it goes to things that we need. Do we have frivolous items? Yes. I'm not on this video to make an excuse for our community. I'm on this video to give perspective about the $1.2 trillion that we spend. Here's a myth. And I'm going to, for those that just tuned in, you're going to see how it relates to the wall. Again, I'm using the wall as an excuse, but then it's going to come full circle. Bear with me. So we know that the $1.2 trillion, people can put a spin on it. You can look at it as this big number, this good number, say, hey, look at how much money we have. Or what people tend to do to say, look at how much money we waste. They look at the $1.2 trillion, and here's the myth that gets propagated with that number. The myth is that we spend more than every other group, that we are the biggest consumers in America. That is a false narrative, and I'm going to give you the numbers so that you know. We don't spend or consume any more than any other group. I'm going to prove it to you. Here are the numbers from the UGA annual report of consumerism they do every year. I've been looking at it for years. I've put up a post in the past to say we are not the biggest consumers. Matter of fact, here's the real numbers. So $1.2 trillion, the number you always hear. Well, you know how much Americans spent in 2017? $14.6 trillion. $14.6 trillion. Oh, that $1.2 trillion that African Americans spend looks pretty small in comparison to the overall number, but we're going to break that down. So understand, this comparison is being made so that we can focus on our community and have the right perspective going forward. Let's quit dogging each other out or getting this perspective, not understanding that we're not consuming any more than anyone else. Again, it doesn't give us an excuse, but when the majority community has 12 to 13 times more wealth, what you can fairly say is, We don't have enough money to spend frivolously. Like, that's a fair statement. But to add on that we're spending more than someone else when that is so far from true is almost saying, well, not only can't you afford it, but black people will do something extra or something. We're more wasteful when that is not the case. Here are the numbers, just so you know. Again, I used the $12 million to show how $12 million for that wall is pennies for a community that's five times us in population and has 12 to 13 times more wealth, and it doesn't even require most of the community. If only 30% of whites gave to this $12 million in 5 days, let me give you a perspective. That's 21%, that's 21 cents. If there's 197,000 white people in America, right? 197 million white people in America right now. If 30% of them gave to this wall, that's about 55 million. That's 21 cents a person. Now, of course, we know it didn't work out that way, but I'm trying. For those that are looking at that number and saying, why can't black people put their money together for their causes that quick? When you realize that $12 million for a population that's five times you with 12 to 13 times more wealth is pennies, and it really doesn't take a lot of them to come together to come up with $12 million. Like, I want to, one, put that perspective for those who are acting like blacks can't come together and that this somehow, this GoFundMe of $12 million, which seems like a lot of dollars, which really ain't much. You can't use it to start now sending down my timeline. Why can't blacks come together like this when that's actually just pennies? And then the reason we don't realize it's pennies is because we misuse our spending number, $1.2 trillion every year, and make up myths like we spend more money than everybody else, because you're never told that the entire spending wealth, for example, in 2017 was $14.6 trillion. Let me break it down by demographics. So Hispanics, who are about 18% of the country, they spend $1.5 billion. Last year. We are 13.4% of the country. We spent the 1.2 you always hear about billion. Asians, who are only 5.8% of the country, they spent almost $1 trillion. It's 0.9 to be exact, almost $1 trillion. Native Americans, 1.3% of the country, only 300 million. Whites, 60% of the country, they spent $10.7 trillion last year. Like, we have this myth, and we dog out our spending habits as if we're bigger consumers, when the reality is every demographic is consuming at about their rate. And matter of fact, let me even get into how the increases. The Hispanic from 2016 to 2017, their spending went up 32% in that year. Asians, 31.5%. So for the marketing stuff that's finna come down, for the marketing stuff that's finna come down in the next year or two, sorry, it's gonna be focused on the Hispanic and Asian communities. Like, that's where marketing companies, they look at these numbers. They're gonna go after that market because their growing rate is at 32%. Ours went up 23%, 23.4%. Our spending went up in 2016 as African Americans, 2016 to 2017. The overall national rate is 21. So we're a little higher as far as the increase, but we're not spending money faster than Asians, faster than Hispanics. And the reason I'm pointing out these specifics is because it's time for us to have a real perspective on how much money we actually have or don't have. $12 million in 5 days looks like a lot. But again, I've told people in the past, yeah, absolutely, Dominique. Yeah, absolutely. Like I say, I'm talking about this because of lack of perspective, we quite often dog each other out to try to improve ourselves. So the thing that I continue to see on IG right now with using this Trump wall example is white people are on code. Like, it took them 5 days to raise $12 million. Well, if we could get 30% of blacks to give us 21 cents and it equaled $12 million, you really wouldn't think that was a lot of money. Again, I'm not saying if I were to go look at the GoFundMe, I don't want to waste no time with it. I don't even care about the wall. Right or wrong, I'm an independent, so I don't care about the wall. But I do care when I watch our community have lack of empathy and lack of perspective on how we treat each other over these numbers that really are minimal numbers if we all had 13 times more wealth than we currently have. Like, these numbers wouldn't look so large, but for a population who does have 13 times less wealth than the majority, that number looks big. Nah, that's no money, homie. Not for even just 30%. Now, when I keep saying 30% of, and if you just tuned in, just to give perspectives, I'm going back to some numbers for people that just got in. It's 197,000 white people in America. I mean, I'm sorry, 197 million white people in America. $12 million in 5 days doesn't even require 30% of white people coming together. And that's the hardcore racist that, for those who feel that way or feel that way about this wall, if you're saying that they are racist, let's say it's just the hardcore 30% of America. And of course, if you're African American, you think the number's a lot larger. But just understand 30% of whites is way more than the 42 million of us that's here. So we actually lack. Yeah, let's see, Dominique says it. Many of those Trump wall donations are small ones that add up. And he says, as Tariq Rashid once said, they have a code of conduct. Think about what happened with... I like what you just said, Dominique, on the initial part. They are small donations. Where I disagree is this code of conduct, like we do it as a blanket statement, and all I'm pointing out is $12 million for a population of that's five times ours with 12 times more wealth, it ain't even gotta be that many. That ain't no code. Like I'm not doing this in protection of white people. I'm doing this to put in perspective that it could be 30% that gave to this. It would equal 21 cents per person. I'm just giving, of course, I'm making up these numbers, but I'm trying to put in perspective, if it's 30%, that's not white people on code. Again, this piece is not for saying, some people might even call me cooning for saying that. Like, it's all, like, I'm out of the business of being dismissive of each other. This is why I did this post. I'm not doing this post to say it ain't all white people. No, I'm doing this post to say, quit dogging one another out and using these silly examples to try to prove that we don't know how to spend our money or we don't know how to bring our money together. And here it is. I'm not actually getting on the post to say that we know how to. But I am getting on the post to ask us to consider stop being dismissive of one another when you find out, when you look at the real numbers, that our spending habits fall in line with our population, which means we're not spending more than anyone else. That's real when you go look at the UGA annual report of consumerism. It goes out officially every year. This is where people go get the number that they use to highlight all of our spending. And let me put another perspective on the $1.2 trillion that always goes out there. $1.2 trillion of consumerism spending power, or like Brother Jim Clemon always calls it, our spending weakness. But $1.2 trillion being spent on an annual basis, and then people will start saying, well, that's higher. That's the ninth highest GDP number in comparison to the GDP number. Those are completely opposite numbers. GDP is the rate of production. Spending is the money that you spend. So it shouldn't even be compared to a rate of production. Spending money shouldn't be compared to a rate of production. When you say apples to oranges comparison, if that ain't it, that's the one. So my point on this post. Okay, let me see what my boy William Big House says. He says, this is not how I'm looking at. I'm looking at the fact that they care enough, united behind something, and they came together to do it. So it looks like it because the number looks big, Big House. 12 million looks big in 5 days. But is it really they care about it? Look, here it is. All I'm saying is it really they, quote unquote, they care about something and came together when you find out if only 30% of whites contributed, it was 21 cents. Like, those the real numbers. Like, I did the math. 12 million, if 30% of that is just actually 28% is the number I'm using to give you the exact numbers. I want to get your perspective on this. You said, so when you say that the money is just an indicator that there is organization, no, a guy went on GoFundMe and said, I want to help raise money since the government's fighting over the wall. Like, I want to give a real perspective on it, Big House. Consider this. whatever you're passionate about. And you see, like, people do GoFundMe all the time. So whatever you're passionate about, for the people you know, could you get 30% to give you 21 cent? Like, let's see if you, I'm just saying, like, if you know 100 people, you say, hey, I want to raise money for this, and I only want 21 cent a person. Now, of course, it doesn't go out like that to the GoFundMe. It doesn't say, you know, you donate. It doesn't tell, he doesn't, you know, he probably didn't say donate 21 cent. But I'm just saying that we're looking at some coming together in some type of organization when on a whim, people that have 12 to 13 times more wealth than us on a whim, but like, hell yeah, I'm going to give to the wall. That might not be a lot of people, and they only gave a little bit. It looks like it's 12 million, looks like a lot to us because of our own situation. Does that make sense, House? I know that's how you're looking at it is how most people are looking at it. I personally have a problem with that when you realize that $12 million, like if the number wasn't so big, don't look at the amount. But at the right, but even that number, that number is a little number, bruh. We got to keep in mind they're five times our population. So let me do it on top of my head. 40 million of us, 30%. Like, it's not a big number, bruh. Like, and again, I don't even want to get point for point on the wall. I'm more concerned with the fact that we think that this, what I think is a poor example of a group coming together. You don't have to agree with me on that. You can still say that it still looks like they came together. This infamous day. You can continue to feel that way if you want, but I'm more concerned about those who feel that way and then turn around and say, look, black people can't come together that way. When you put the number in perspective and realize they didn't really give a lot. They didn't give a lot. Like, you can't tell me black people can't come together that way when I see the Tulsa Real Estate Fund and watch us raise, you know, I don't want to make up the number right now. I had the number. I love the fact of how they put it together. People have disagreements on whether that's good or not. I'm still a fan of what Jay Morrison and his wife, Ernestine Johnson, or Ernestine Morrison, I guess, they're married now. So I'm a fan of watching and seeing what they do. Again, I'm not pushing people to it or against it, but that's an example of us putting our money together in a much bigger way than this silly wall. And the reason is a bigger way because they were asking for $500 a person. And they got it, and they bought their first property. So don't tell me we can't come together based on this silly example that might have required somebody to send a dollar in because we're talking about a population five times ours. So I see people jumping off the live. So clearly I didn't say something that's popular. I don't care to say something that's popular. I wanted to speak truth to power and say that example is a weak example to turn around and point the finger at our community as to say what we will or will not do. Again, this is not a post saying that we come together as we should, but I'm not going to look at the silly ass wall as another example of how other groups come together and we don't. That's the narrative that I don't appreciate. I don't appreciate the narrative that our $1.2 trillion is a lot of money when you find out that America spent $14.6 trillion last year as a country. And our thanks a lot, man. Thanks for a lot. Again, this post is more to give some facts to the numbers, to put in perspective so that people can quit twisting these numbers in a way to try to drive our community to be better financially. Like, I have a couple of financial advisors that are attached to the Mental Dialogue Community Club, and we have people and give them the information for how they could be better. But it's a waste of time to take these real life numbers but only give half the perspective to act as if something's wrong with black people, like we're inherently spending more. Like for example, I can give you even more details. For example, here are the things we spend more money on. Natural gas than other groups. We spend more money on used vehicles than other groups. We spend less money on new vehicles than other groups. This is all from the University of Georgia annual consumer report. And I've been looking at it for years. I've been known we are not the biggest consumers. We also spend, the example that everybody knows, we spend more on shoes. Yes, I'm not a fan of us being in line for Jordans when they, you know, like we just recently saw, they re-released the same shoe or whatever. So I get the frustration. But you know what we don't spend no money on? Ski equipment, golf equipment. Believe it or not, we spend less money on eating out than other groups. So, yes, we buy certain brands of cars more than other groups. We buy shoes more than other groups. But their consumerism is in other areas that their overspending is, but all the groups spend based on their population size. Hispanics spend $1.5 trillion a year. We spend $1.2 trillion. Whites spend $10.7 trillion. $12 million for a population of $197 million is nothing. $12 million for a population of 42 million is a whole lot. That's why we the numbers really, like, if we raise $12 million out of 42 million people, that's a significant number. But 12 out of 197, that's nothing. It don't even take a lot of people to be on, quote, on cold to raise $12 million, not only in 197 million in population, but include, because of his systematic racism, include that they have 12 times the wealth that our community has. So not only bigger in population, but not what on the spending, people are spending based on population, based on who the population it matches. The wealth accumulation, whites have too much of it, way more than they should have because of historical racism in this country. They have way more wealth than they should have. So 12 million ends up being pennies for a population of $197 million. Just trying to give perspective, man. Let's stop using the 1.2 trillion number as a way to dog us out. If I showed you the breakdown of how it's spent, you would see that the majority of it is going to us paying where we live, whether that's owning homes or leasing apartments. We don't have enough people owning homes, so we definitely need to move into more home ownership. But where you live, the car, the vehicle, and we use mostly used cars. We're not buying new cars like people suggest. But your car, where you live, and natural gas. That's where most we spend too much overspend in that area. These are things that people need. And then when you get into healthcare, our healthcare, due to historical reasons, typically we have to spend more on that than other populations. So, you know, if I'm making $50,000 and somebody in another population is making $50,000, generally speaking, the money I'm spending on healthcare tends to be higher based on history. Now, of course, individually, I can do better and I can take care of myself and that be not be the issue. It doesn't have to be that way. I'm just talking about in general that our required costs are quite often more than other communities based on some history. And then, yes, I said this earlier, do we have enough money to spend frivolously? The answer is easily, no, we don't. But we're also human, and all groups have their vices. It's not an excuse, but humans have their vices, and that's how spending takes place. So we don't have extra vices. You know, they may be different vices based on our problems, but we don't have extra vices any worse than anybody else. We don't spend more money than other groups. Again, this is not a post to be about comparing ourselves to other groups. It's about having a realistic perspective on ourselves so that we quit dogging each other out about things we're doing that when you look at the whole picture and the real numbers, we're not acting or moving any different than any other group. So to start distinguishing our community as if because we're black, we are frivolous. Because we black, we spend money on things we shouldn't. When you find out all groups are doing this exact same thing based on the money they have to spend in a country that constantly promotes consumerism, as we're supposed to act as if we're supposed to be numb. Yes, you should be smarter. You should not consume so much. You should invest more. These are good lessons. So teach those lessons. We try to get out that information. I should do better as well. But to act as if we do something different because we're black without looking at the real numbers and versus just looking at only our number, come to find out we're not doing anything any different. So us getting and improving our financial literacy is a necessary thing, but it's not something because we're doing something worse and less than others. We have a lot less wealth, which means there's not a lot to invest. So you have to be resourceful with what you have in order to come out of, if you are living in a poverty situation? Absolutely. You will have to have more discipline than the average human to come out of a desolate situation. It does require more. But don't act like we're there because we've acted different than someone else under different circumstances. Yes, absolutely, Big House. Absolutely. Again, the bigger reason, I just used the Trump wall to get into being more respectful of each other, being in a situation where we're not dismissing each other and applying things to our black skin that should not apply. We don't spend more than any other. The numbers are here. If you just tuned in, go back and watch this video. These are the facts. If anybody that knows me, you know, I go get the real stats, not the manipulated. I don't pull out part of the stats to make an agenda. I didn't go look. When I first found the UGA consumerism report, I was actually researching the concept. Here's another myth out there of how many times the dollar circulates in the community. I end up finding out a brother who actually has been trying to kill that myth. I'm gonna be honest. I've talked about this before. Dr. Claude Anderson, huge fan. But where he got that number from, that's not, because it's not something he propagated alone. You probably heard it because he's more famous than everybody. But he got the number. They actually have researched and know where the Jewish community dollar circulates 12 times and the Asian so many times, and it only 6 hours for the black community. Like that number, I used to say it. But I don't mind being wrong. I used to use that number. I used to use it on a previous run on the show, because when I first got it, I used to use the number all the time and speak to it. I made flyers with it. I put it up. But I don't mind being wrong. I'm always a truth seeker. I'm always seeking the information. So when I found out about this brother who had been trying to kill that myth, I researched the whole story. And he literally goes into how much he's been trying to kill the myth, but he was up against a myth that was propagated, and he's not really been able to kill it. I've put the information up on Mental Dialogue, the whole story, in the past, saying, hey, this number's not real. So I'm just saying we use these numbers to dog our community out. We come to find out we just acting like humans. Again, not an excuse to not get better, but it is a reason to stop acting like we do things different or worse, as if the circumstances would be different for other groups. We actually put other groups in our circumstances and say, oh, they move different. And come to find out, here's what you always find out when it comes to being African-American in this country. Ain't nobody been through our circumstances. And people call it a cop-out, but it ain't no cop-out when it's the truth. Yeah. Have we seen other groups suffer and be oppressed? Absolutely. But not to the point of losing their history and who they are. Not to the point of having trauma that's never been dealt with ever because hours lasted so long, and we're supposed to act like we're going to act different when we in some of these situations. We start talking about things are our own fault. When you go look at history and look at other countries and look at oppression and see we acting the same as anybody else that's oppressed. And for those who feel like, well, you know, we're not oppressed anymore and things of that nature, systemically, there are issues. We get caught up focusing on Trump's wall and individual acts I'm more concerned with the systemic stuff. That's why I'm a big fan of this prison reform that just dropped. I know I'm running around, and instead of me jumping around on different subjects, I hope people got the gist of what I'm saying. Quit using these numbers and these little silly examples when you find if you don't understand what I said, it's because you're in denial about 12. You don't understand how relative $12 million is pennies and nothing, and it doesn't require a bunch of white people to get on cold. It requires just a few of them to give a dollar. Like I said, if 30% of them gave, that's 55 million. I'm going to say these numbers and I'm out. If 55 million of them gave 21 cents, it would be $12 million. What's my brother say? I gotta learn how to say your name, brother, because I definitely want to get you on the show. Let me see what he says. What we got here? All right, let me read his whole comment. He says, we should focus on the little we do because our numbers are lesser than everyone else. We cannot raise the same amount of money as someone else who has 5 times the population, 12 times the wealth, just to clarify what you said. We shouldn't be the gravediggers of our own self as a community. Absolutely. And we do that in narratives, in conversations. People who are pointing out these things are doing it in frustration and in hopes that we would do better. But it's an unfair do better when you're using the number unrealistically and not realizing we're not doing anything any different than other humans. So the better approach than dogging each other out is to say, here's how to gain financial literacy. It's very necessary. And you say, especially if we're honest about the amount of wealth that we have. We're never really honest about that number because of how it gets propagated, how it gets put out there. We look at 1.2 trillion as, hey, we got a lot of money. But if I showed you the numbers and you found out 80% of that is going to stuff that we need, and we'll say, oh, 20% is a lot left over. Yes, and we can do something with that. We can do something with that. But it ain't what we think. We actually get told that 1.1 trillion is we done spent more than white people. We done spent more than Hispanics. No, Asians and Hispanics are spending more money and faster than us. Now, Asians got the money. So, hey, makes sense. I mean, let's, calling it what it is. Again, I'm not trying to change the numbers or create another narrative. And it's not about the other groups. It's just about, let's quit dismissing each other. Let's quit saying we can't come together when we see this silly example. Let's quit, in making this comparison for those who are thinking, oh, I don't even, that's people that probably cut this video off because as soon as I started the comparison, it's coon talk trying to say white people ain't on code. Like that's what they're going to focus on that. And I'm more focused on how we treat each other and how we see each other and our improvement without, it's almost like as a young child, and you got somebody trying to help you improve in an academic item or athletic item, but they're dogging you out the whole time to get you to improve. That's probably not the best way to teach. That's my only point. I'm out.